Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMCI Word of Encouragement for the week. Psalm 105:1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." This is what we like to do this week. This week is Thanksgiving week, and we are at TMCI much to be thankful for. God continues to move in our midst. At the annual conference, I announced that we had 68 ministries in the United States join us. We are ordaining 49 people in Africa. And this past year, we have started TMCI Kenya and TMCI South Africa. Now, Cheryl and I just returned from spending 12 days in Zimbabwe. While in Zimbabwe, we helped our TMCI partner, Emmanuel Chapel Ministries, celebrate their 10-year anniversary. We also went to Bulawayo and launched TMCI Bulawayo. It was great to see God's territory growing in Zimbabwe through TMCI Ministries. Another event was visiting Potsdam Farm in the bush that Cheryl's ministry helped start. It was a blessing to see the growth there. But the exciting news is Cheryl is going to help start a third school in January on another farm. These are Christian schools where the children not only learn basics, but the Bible is used in reading, learning English, and memorization exercises. Since the annual conference, we've had 15 pastors from Sierra Leone come together and start TMCI Sierra Leone. And this month, Bishop Moses Newman is holding a conference in Nigeria where he will ordain 29 pastors and launch TMCI Nigeria. God is truly on the move in Africa. In Mexico, God continues with Jim and Irene to advance LIMI, which is the Spanish name for TMCI Mexico. They have a pastors from Tijuana that joined them, and a lay pastor has recently asked them to start a church in the area also. The work in Oaxaca continues to grow, as do other areas. Pray for Jim and Irene for their LIMI annual conference on December 6th and 7th in Oaxaca. In India, our ministry is strong. Bishop Johnny Raleigh is overseeing the ministry in India. He will be visiting India at the end of January with Abeto Samadhi. A leadership conference in India is planned for 2020. But what I am most thankful for is you, our faithful members, because I recognize that without you, none of this would be happening. Your monthly offerings not only support the staff that support you, but also lets us increase God's kingdom throughout the world. I look back in 2003 when I was asked to help lead TMCI. At that time, we had 8 missionaries in foreign lands. We had no official TMCI presence in any foreign land except those 8 missionaries. But now today, we have 50 missionaries living in foreign lands, giving us presence in all continents of the world except Antarctica. Plus, TMCI has organizations in 9 foreign countries. It is your steadfast support of TMCI that allows God to use TMCI to encourage hundreds of pastors around the world, pastors that the religious established have ignored. This encouragement has exploded into a major move in Africa through TMCI Ministries. I read your monthly reports and see how some of you struggle that you face in the sacrifice you make. Please know that I pray for you, your family, and your ministry to receive the blessing and resources you need to fulfill the call on your life. So as Paul wrote to the Philippians, I write to you, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." I truly believe God has begun a good work in us all, and that he has much more for us to do together. I thank God for you and for your faithfulness. I pray that you have a blessed Thanksgiving with your family and friends.